This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been studying what Jesus wants us to know about prayer under the focus or topic, Learning from the Disciples' Prayer, in Matthew 6, 9-13. Jesus encourages us to begin our times of prayer with worship, then transition into a time of requests. Matthew 6:10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He is saying that the one we are worshiping as our Father reigns in heaven. That's why we should pray that His reign will come to be the experience of His children and through them begin to be felt in the world. His reign on earth will first be felt when His children surrender to Him and ask Him to reign over them. When He is in control of their lives, things will begin to happen. They will begin living in a Christ-like fashion. They will start thinking His thoughts after Him. They will start speaking His truth. They will start living out this message so it will not just be heard, but seen as well. They will begin to be the salt of the earth, seasoning and preserving what is good, what is right. They will begin to let their light shine before men so they see our good deeds and praise the Father in heaven. This is how our worship begins to ignite worship in the hearts and minds of others. This is what revival is all about. This is what ignites the spirit of evangelism. The world will not see or experience the will of God or the kingdom of God until the followers of Jesus Christ exhibit kingdom living. In the words of Paul, only then will we prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2.